As the Dodgers and Giants wrap up their series Thursday in San Francisco, it's the long-awaited return of Julio Urías making his season debut, Matt Moore starting for San Francisco. In the top of the first inning, Corey Seager, celebrating his 23rd birthday, did not wait long facing Moore.
Now he swings and he crushes one toward the same part of the ballpark. Back goes Hernandez. He looks up. It's gone! So Moore got ahead of him. And then Seager crushes a long home run, not as long as yesterday. The 1-1 pitch. Curveball lined up the middle, base hit into center field. Brandon Belt comes across to score the tying run. And Christian Arroyo is hitting the ball with authority today against the young lefty, Urias. 1-2.
Okert throws. Tolles hits a fly ball right center field toward the gap. Hernandez chasing. He's not going to get to it. One hop. It lands base hit. Into score Stripling. Utley gets the stop sign. And now Grandal is hung up. And Tomlinson throws to third. And Grandal will scramble and get back to second. And the Giants don't get an out when the Dodgers had basically given them one. 2-1 Dodgers. They've gone ahead in the 10th. The pitch is a fastball. And that one has popped up way up there. Foul ground first base side. Posey chasing. And Buster Posey will make the catch, sort of juggling it. Now he wheels around and throws home. Utley tagged up and went to third. There's nobody at second. The runner from second, Grandal, goes to third. And Tolles goes to second. Now Posey is arguing that Utley left early. Giants are asking whether time has been granted. As of right now, it's 3-1. Utley only has to wait till Posey touches it.
Loaded for Turner. And he smacks one to center. Hernandez plays it on a bounce. The line keeps on moving. It's 4-1.
The Dodgers managed to get a split of the four-game series by virtue of a 5-1 final on Thursday in 10 innings. Julio Urías looked good, 5 2/3, 4 walks, 4 hits, 1 earned run he struck out 4 in his first start of the season. Giants starter Matt Moore gave up 1 run and 2 hits over 7 innings, walking 3 and striking out 8. San Francisco settles for a split of their four-game series with L.A. after a 5-1 loss in 10 innings to the Dodgers. Here's manager Bruce Bochy.
Well, I think you look at how the inning started and unraveled. I mean, walks were involved. And, you know, the first hitter, Corey came back, but ended up walking them. Of course, with where they were at in order, you know, it was set up pretty good for Okert. And he got ahead and... You know, they got a break, I guess, when they couldn't get a bunt down. They don't execute, hits the ball off the end of the bat. Now, you know, that put us in a tougher situation. He got ahead of the next hitter, and that walk hurt. That's when it really probably did us in. And then they get the big hit. That was missing from us all game, you know, except for Christian, who really got a nice clutch hit there. But, you know, the pen's been doing a pretty good job. You know, he scored 1 run. It's tough to win ball games.
What about Matt? How was his performance today?
Outstanding. I mean, what a great job. 7 innings, 1 run, especially, you know, second hitter. I'm sure he'd like to have that pitch back, but over 7 innings, you're going to make a couple mistakes, and had him 0-2 there. But he really did. He had a nice job there, and shame we couldn't get him a win. But good bounce back for him. You know, come off a tough start or a couple starts. I thought he had good stuff and command today.
I think the last road trip you guys didn't score many runs, and the 2 games you won here kind of had to rely on the pitching too. Is that becoming more of an issue that how tight these games are being every night?
Yeah, I mean, Alex, I mean, we got to get this offense going. It's a better offense than what we're doing right now, and you know, you need to find a way to put a few runs on the board, and we had our chances. Yeah, we just couldn't, get the big hit to open things up there. But I know we've shown a little bit of a history not doing much early. So, sure, we'd like to change that. And, you know, you talk about it and do some things, maybe to adjust. But, it will get better. But right now we got some guys that aren't swinging the bats all that well, to be honest.
Bruce, speaking of the offense, is there any chance you might start Morse this weekend against the Padres to spark the offense?
Yeah, there's a chance. You know, we're going to talk about it you know, once I'm done here, you know, it's nice to have him come off the bench, but at the same time, he's going to get occasional start.
As you mentioned, multiple guys are struggling, but Nunez really, after a fast start, has tailed off a little bit. Is it kind of difficult to figure out where to put him in the lineup?
You look at the order. We don't have a lot of guys swinging real well, so I don't think it really matters, you know, where they're at now. I was glad to see Nooney get a hit there at the end, maybe get his confidence going, get him going a little bit. But, yeah, we'll tweak things, as you've seen. We've already done that, and we'll tweak it again and see if we can get this right. But he's a big part of this offense. You saw what he was doing earlier when he's getting on and stealing, and they're all going to go through their moments. And he'll get it going.
How would you summarize or take stock in Christian's first series? It seemed like he wasn't overmatched ever at all.
No, I thought he handled himself so well. I really do. Defensively at the plate, you know, they walk Buster intentionally and smokes the ball. Now, this kid, you know, an early go here, yeah, he's already shown that he's not in awe of anything or overwhelmed by being in the big leagues or who he's facing, the upper decks, the bright lights, all those things. He comes to play.
Up next, the Dodgers open a 6-game homestand Friday with Kenta Maeda pitching against Philadelphia, and the Giants start a weekend home series against San Diego with Jeff Samardzija pitching.